Comedy live from my apartment. It's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who's focused as a locust. I am Rob Sestrino. Hello, everybody. Happy Big Brother Canada premiere night. Season 10 is here. We are back. And one week later, we're back with more Big Brother here on Rob Has a Podcast. A 1 hour premiere to Big Brother Canada. We'll talk about it all. As we get ready for tomorrow night's eviction, somebody will go home. The first Big Brother house guest will be eliminated on Thursday night. Here to talk about it, an incredible panel here tonight. Our premiere lineup from, I think it was 4 weeks ago tonight, back with us, of course, the voice of the people, Melissa Denny. Melissa, how are you?
Well, I'm good, but I thought we were all dressing 70s, so I kind of went with it. It turns out you guys are all just normal, so, you know, it's fine.
That's a great compliment.
House guests, and that's fine.
Thank you. Thank you, Melissa. Welcome to the game show.
Woo!
Yes. Okay. Melissa, did you miss Big Brother this week?
Oh my God, so much. I felt like we had so much time off and I needed to get back in it. I was so bored. There was nothing to do.
Yes.
So I'm just so glad it's back.
Well, it's a party. As I see Ashley in the chat. Happy New Year.
Woo!
Yeah. New season. Who dis? Okay. Of course, back with us to talk about everything that's going on in the world of Big Brother Canada. Let's welcome back my co-host on the Nothing But Netflix podcast. Chappelle is here. Chappelle, how are you?
According to Melissa, I'm basic as hell.
I'm glad you understood me.
Okay, I got it. I was like, did she just? Well, I mean, she's not wrong, but okay. But yeah, I'm good. I'm happy to be here. You know, Rob, it's not Big Brother Canada until you see a random Wendy's placement and commercial in the middle of the show.
Yes.
It's been literally since the last season that I watched for Big Brother Canada. That's how long it's been since I've seen a Wendy's advertisement. So we're back, baby. Let's do it.
We're back, baby. And of course, a man who's ready to take you all the way through Big Brother Canada. So welcome in. The robot. Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
Doing great, Rob. You know, only Big Brother has a break between seasons that's as long as a normal show just has between episodes. And it genuinely felt like it was actually some kind of break. But we're back. We're back for Big Brother Canada. I am concerned, though, because I feel like we're wrapping up the intros and this has only taken like 3 minutes and it's supposed to take like more than 30, right? Like that's the whole thing.
Yeah, we should spend half the episode loading into the podcast tonight.
Do we each have like clip packages
like
we could
segment.
Play? Yeah.
But like a clip package everyone's already seen.
Everyone's
so, like,
already,
sure you've
seen
already
it.
Seen it. Like it's just a refresher.
And it's not really that much of an indication of who you might play, or, you know, act at like, as a podcaster.
Of us, like, posing. It's like,
yeah. Taryn and Melissa, do you still have your application videos for Rob as a Podcast?
Yeah.
We should just play that every single podcast we come into.
Mm-hmm. Start the new season.
Just like, hey, I'm Melissa.
All right, so we are here on Wednesday night. We'll be back again on Thursday night after the eviction that we will have our podcast. When is that going to be? 9:15 on Thursday night?
Yes, episode should be on at 8 p.m. Eastern, so okay. We'll be on after.
So be on the lookout for that. Make sure you subscribe to our Big Brother podcast feed so you don't miss any of our Big Brother podcasts this season. Go to robswebsite.com/bbfeed for all of that. And then come Thursday night, the live feeds come back on. And then presumably, Taryn, we'll have our first live feed update coming up on Friday morning.
We should. And that, you know, that will be, you know, we just saw an HOH competition. We're going to see an eviction tomorrow. The first live feed update should be who won the second HOH and hopefully what their plans will be. So it's really, we're speeding through these first couple weeks.
Right. And when did the house guests get loaded in? I feel like, is it Saturday that they typically do that?
I think it's usually around Saturday. Yeah. Yeah. So they've been in there for not quite a week already, but almost that. Okay.
So Taryn and Puya will be doing their detective work Thursday night to try to figure out and piece together what's been going on in the Big Brother Canada house over this past week. So kind of a mundane affair here tonight to get us started. But Chappelle, it's a beautiful house.
Nah, where's the ball pit? Look. Last season of Big Brother Canada was my first time watching this show, and I thought the ball pit was a staple. I thought we were doing this right. all the time. Why you took out the ball pit for a telephone? You could put the phone in the ball pit. I think everybody would be happier if there was a ball pit. They're like, listen, I like the episode, but I have things to complain about. Bring me the ball pit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you think that they will maybe open up a punishment room that we haven't seen, Taryn?
Probably some sort of have not room.
Could that be the ball pit?
I mean, it could and it should, but I don't think it will be.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. I know I'm totally in the minority here, but like, I hate the Big Brother Canada house every single season. It is so bright. It is so horrific for me to look at.
Yeah.
It's too much. It's just like, it's just color, chrome, white, black, red, sparkly, whites. It's just like, it is so much for me. I can't even imagine living in the house. And I know that like a lot of past contestants have said like, no, it's a good thing because you're bored. And so it gives you a lot of things to look at, which like I get, but it just is like sensory overload for me. And I love my favorite house of the Big Brother houses is the Big Brother celebrity house, because I feel like they actually take time to make it look nice, like a house. Instead of either like just some sort of weird game show stage, or they make it like Big Brother US, which is just like a cacophony of like the weirdest things you could put in a house that don't make any sense together. Whereas like Big Brother Celebrity is like, we want it to look like a house. Like these are celebrities. They know what a good house looks like. So like, let's give them something nice. I always like that house the best. And the Big Brother Canada house is just like, it's too much for me to look at.
Yep.
Agreed. It's a peach gaudy. You know, just a pinch. Yeah. Just like a lot. Like
this is probably the most over the top visual. I mean, it feels like every year they couldn't possibly make it more visually messy and overwhelming. But I feel like this year they've somehow managed to top it.
To make it even crazier.
Yeah.
Can I be the lone dissenter in that? I love it.
No,
I love
Rob,
it. I think it's great.
Listen,
I think it's
you
great.
Can say
it's
that, like, but you're wrong. So.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
It is not. No, it's like you fell asleep inside of a tanning bed and the tanning bed was made out of like a casino. You know, like it is just the most brightest, like everything is, it's everywhere. Like I would like if like the catch or the twist of the house was that the lights never went out. You know, at least that way, like there would be a reason for this house to be so bright, right? Like if you just said, oh, we never turn off the lights here. It's always like this. Mm-hmm. I would hate that. But also it would give there would be some purpose for all of this stuff. It's just really, really over the top this year, Rob. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like even the stage like that Arista was on was just like a
so
lot.
So shiny.
It's just like all the different colors and all the different lights, anything you can think of. It's just, it's a lot for me to like, because it's hard for me to focus on the people, which is what I'm trying to look for, when instead I'm like, oh my goodness, so many colors. I mean, maybe that's just me, but it just is, it's just too much for me.
Mm-hmm.
I get that that's its thing, but still.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. So tonight we re-met all of our house guests. I mean, if maybe this was interesting, if you had not done the legwork that we had to do to get ready for a draft this week and watch all of these profiles, but really we just saw the same videos rehashed over and over again, that if you were like a big Brother Canada fan, you've already seen this.
Yeah. And like, I don't know about you, Rob, but I didn't enjoy watching the videos the first time. It felt like homework that we had to do for the podcast. You know, like they don't actually tell you enough about the actual person and how they will play. It's always just kind of like, Well, we'll see. Sometimes I'm interested in the more long form interviews that we get where we actually see them talking to a person, preferably Aika. And you can maybe get a sense of their personality from that. But these like short little videos, I don't care. I don't know. That's me though. Yeah. And so the fact that like I feel like even if I hadn't already seen them, I would be bored by 30 plus minutes of this. When I just want to see them in the house interacting, because that's what's actually going to matter.
So one thing I'll say is that I do like the Big Brother Canada intro videos more than I like the Big Brother US intro videos, just because I feel like they're more maybe natural, I guess. I think because they film them themselves.
Well,
I
mean, it was the same last year. And that, I think it was a COVID thing more so.
But
than,
I like that more than like having someone come to their house and like and set them up and be like, okay, you're going to do this and that. And why don't you pretend to like hold these papers and shuffle them around like you're working. It's like that stuff is not for me. But like the individual just talking to like the camera being like, this is what I'm about. This is what I'm excited about. And here's like, here's my house. Here's my life. I do like that. The one thing I don't like is the like, they're like, why don't you just dance around a little bit? Do a few poses, do this and that. And they're just like they don't know what to do. And then the producers think it's funny that they don't know what to do. So basically half the house guests this season are like, I don't know. Is this right? And I don't know. Oh, forget it. Oh, this is stupid. And it's like, it just feels so dumb. Like, I always hate that about like, it just feels so fake. Like, and they all like kiss the camera. It's the same with the TikToks they did for them. It was like, these are not real TikToks. Like, these people are not TikTok people. They're just kind of like posing and then like pointing. And it's just like, hey, I'm Kyle. And it's like, I don't know. That stuff
that was my RJP video.
That was Darren's video. But
yeah. Chappelle, have you seen the videos online before tonight?
I am a filthy casual.
Yes. Okay. Canada. So was this a slog for you to get through the videos having not seen them already?
But I had seen the videos. Oh. So this was also a slog for me.
Yeah.
But I like the videos because like the videos always remind me that this is one of the only times that we are going to like all of the people. You know, like this is it. They get a chance to basically say, this is why I got picked. Here are all the cool things about me. Because in a week, the fan base is going to be like out of control. There are going to be people who are in power who are like shunning half the cast. There are going to be people saying things that we don't agree with and all this other stuff. And so, yeah, for me, I'm fine with it because it's kind of like, it's like that last little bit of normalcy, you know, that last little moment of like, all is well here. These are good people, good, normal people that we can stand because it will quickly change.
Yeah.
Like within 2 days, have to say, it will change.
When I watched as a casual viewer and didn't, you know everything in advance, I was like so looking forward to seeing these intro videos because that was my first introduction to the cast. And I was like, okay, who are we going to see in the house this year? So I always loved the intro videos because it really it introduced you to who you were going to like be watching and you could basically pick people to root for from that and get to know their like home life. So when I wasn't like following things as closely, like long, long time ago, it was my favorite part of the premiere. So I totally get it. And I mean, for us, we've already watched it so many times. It's old news to us, but for people who haven't seen it, like it's gotta be exciting.
But anybody that is going to watch them online is also going to watch the premiere. Why put them online if it's going to be part of the premiere?
Right. What you would like to do potentially is have like one thing online and then something else on the premiere.
Yeah. And then this is exciting.
How it works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the way Survivor does it personally. I feel like, you know, they do like quick, like, hey, I'm this, you know, this is my name. Or Jeff will talk to them in the opening thing. And then like throughout the first few episodes, you'll get like backstories pieced in while other stuff is happening. I feel like that's the ideal way to go. Like putting it all up front is like, you know, starting a book with like five chapters of just like world building introduction of just like, so this is how this works in this world. And it's like, can we get to the story already? Like let's move.
Okay.
So one thing I'll say is that they did use less on the show. So they did give us more in these videos online. So there's not, they didn't just like completely redo it. They just like did part of it. But I do agree. Like I do wish, and I think this is like part of a COVID thing is like, I do wish they had more of like, just like a long form interview that they would give to us in the beginning. And then they could do these intro packages and just have them on the show. Like do the intro package for the show, do a long form interview for us. So that way we're still excited because we still want to see the intro package because we've never seen it. But we also still get to know them, and we also get to see them interacting with somebody, because that really gives me a lot of information when I'm trying to assess these casts is, you know, how do they talk to somebody? And in all these, they're just talking to the camera. So you really don't get to know them very well. Okay.
All right. So I feel like we've started this podcast off on a negative note. We don't like the house. We don't like the intro videos. Let's do a palate cleanser. Chappelle, what was something from tonight that you really liked?
I love the fact that Big Brother Canada makes this a whole ass production. You know, like they got the bright lights. They got Arisa coming out to no applause because of COVID, but you know, like coming out to a pretend crowd.
There, you like, could imagine what the crowd would be like. Going nuts.
You know, like going crazy.
Did anyone notice when, because they only had the first four like walk out on stage, the rest of them just showed up, but JC walked out and did a wave to the non-existent crowd.
I'm wondering if there was like cameras
Murray.
Out, like out around.
So Murray was like, there for sure.
Like but, a showman.
Sorry, my we dog love that. Was saying hi to somebody.
But yeah, I like that. I like that. And I wish Big Brother US would do stuff like that. Like it's like we get the same intro all the time. And Julie like just kind of like sneaks out and like, all right, it's Julie Chen, I'm back. Like, no, let's pump it up. Like, this is the thing we wait for all year. Y'all are about to take 3.5 months of our entire life away from us. Like, look, give us some fanfare here. Make these people dress up. All these people, their names must be red because they be dressing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love
how they dress up. I always love how in Big Brother Canada, they dress to the nines. Like people have like, people have like get like designer stuff and they just like really go all out. And I just love it so much because I love looking at the fashions. I still remember like, I believe it was like Kelsey's dress from a few years ago. It was so good. Everybody just like really goes all out. And I thought everyone looked really nice. And Arisa looked amazing as usual. And, you know, I'm jumping ahead, but I was going to talk about the fashion of the.
Who can forget Anthony Douglas walked in burgundy suit. Everybody's favorite study tool. You know, seeing Arisa just makes me so happy. I'm just so happy every time I see her and I know that she's like an executive producer on the show now and she's just, killing it out there. Getting to see Arisa is definitely, I think the whole point.
Yeah.
Even the theme, Rob, even the theme, the greatest game show on earth. We've been watching this show for over 20 years.
I think even the theme song, you really like the theme, the Big Brother Canada theme song.
It's fine. It's fine.
I like it.
I mean, it does.
It gets me so excited. Yeah. It gets me excited. I have to say, like every time I hear that theme song come on, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, I like the theme of the season. Yeah, like you tell me this is the greatest show, the greatest game we've ever seen, the greatest game show on earth, because we've been watching this since 2000 on Big Brother US.
Yeah.
And they still act like it's run of the mill. Like we don't like watch this at night. We sit up all night and watch these people like braid their hair and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like we want to be pumped up for this. So yeah, Big Brother Canada does a great job. They keep you hype.
Can I ask a question? So tonight we saw, Big Brother Canada 10. Congratulations to Big Brother Canada on 10 years of Big Brother Canada. When they had the phone ringing, am I having like a Mandela effect here? Is this a throwback to the first season of Big Brother Canada when I believe, was it Suzette? Mm-hmm. That answered the phone in the first episode of Big Brother Canada? And did she become the HOH because she answered the phone?
Yes.
And was that an intentional throwback for 10 seasons?
It felt like it because she mentioned like throughout this season, she said something along the lines of we will be paying homage to things that we have done in the past. And so, you know, this is something that Big Brother Canada kicked off with, essentially, is the phone ringing. Suzette answers the phone and then she puts up Tom and Emmett right out of the gate. Great way to start the whole show.
Yeah. Way back in 2012. Yeah.
A decade of icons, superstars, and champions have kept you on the edge of your seat. We have done decades in U.S. and we don't pay homage to anything. They put their pictures on the wall and that's it. Like, they're like, you did you see Davon's face in the kitchen? That's crazy. And then we never talk about her again.
Yeah, that
like,
was it.
You get Mr. Spectacular 5 years in a row, but you never talk about any of the cool stuff. Like, you got to bring back the graveyard competition. Bring back like these iconic moments. The pressure cooker. You know,
people have been begging for pressure cooker for I don't even know how long, and we will die for pressure cooker.
Yeah,
we will.
Well, I think it does really speak to that. I think that a big difference between the franchises, I do think that Big Brother Canada is produced with a lot more tender, loving care. And, you know, they really like, okay, we made this. Whereas I feel like that Big Brother US is a little bit more like another summer in the factory.
Yep.
Yes. Yep.
Back
it's
to
like
work.
It's just a cheap summer show that they just use, like they don't have to spend a lot of money on it or time. They just kind of like crank it out and make moolah.
We've had several all-star seasons, and even the all-star seasons don't pay homage. Like Survivor will legit do the same competitions from past all-star seasons and be like, you remember Parvati, you competed in this competition the first time and you came in third place. Big Brother act like these people ain't been in the house five times. Like, damn, you ain't got nothing to say about Kaser?
As much they used to care. Their first all-star season, they did it, but...
And it was only seven seasons in! Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, yeah. They were still young then, you know?
Oh, so sad.
Yeah, I was going to say, we got our four groups moving into the house. Did anybody have any takeaways from our groups that as they came in?
I mean, yet another throwback, this one unintentional. We had one from BB Can 1. We're going to get one for BB Can 2. A first four alliance is formed. I can't imagine that this one is success. I don't think these people are sticking together. That's my read on it. Not like the first four. Not like the first four. But granted, they only lasted half the season. I don't know. I don't think this is lasting here, Chappelle.
It's kind of like one of those things where if you're in the room and somebody says the first four lines, you just have to say yes and then move on with your life and then hope like people forgot about it. And then also hope one of those people wins HOH so you don't have to worry about it. Like, oh, thank God for that first four lines. And I don't think any of the people in the first four were the ones that, no, Dr. Josh. Dr. Josh was one of the first four that actually made it to that final round of the HOH. Mm-hmm. So had Dr. Josh won that, then you're like, remember the first four alliance? Isn't that great? We're safe. But since Dr. Josh did not win it, it doesn't exist. It did not happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think if Herman had been in that first four, then I think it would have stuck together. But sure. I think at this point, it's kind of like, let's just see how it shakes out this first week.
What was the name of that first four alliance?
It was like honey
buns or something.
Honey bunches,
honey bunch.
I don't know.
Where'd they get that from?
It was probably honey, summer,
honey,
right?
Yeah, the honey bunch. I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
something that we weren't privy to. I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or maybe we were. So, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not Canadian enough.
Yeah. Well, we're
also I just blanked on her name, but she was not lying about being very clumsy.
Oh.
Like she breaks the glass and then she's like tripping. It's just like, oh wow, okay. She wasn't just being like cutesy, like I'm a mess. It's like, no, she
Helena breaking the thing, then like berating herself in the storage room, and then even like in the introductions, she's like messing up. Like, my name is Helena, and well,
yeah, she like can't get it. It's like,
I'm sorry, I just messed up my intro. I'm from oh boy.
Mm-hmm. I was triggered because this is a Chappelle move. I would have definitely been in the storage room like, stupid, you're so dumb. Look at you. How did you drop the glass, dummy? No one's going to want to align with you. Look at yourself. Look,
embarrassment.
Your clown nose and your clown shoes on, your clown makeup on. Like, I would have been out there miserable.
I thought she was doing like the classic like rom-com, like I'm clumsy, like I'm just a mess, but really like is actually like totally fine. Mm-hmm. But like she actually broke a glass right away and I was just like, oh wow, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm. So everybody moved in. We got to everybody doing some introductions with one another. Like, I feel like that this is like such a classic, like Big Brother trope, like U.S. and also Big Brother Canada as well. I feel like they didn't go too overboard tonight of like, I'm looking for somebody to meet. And then we sort of like to have some of the women talk about, oh, that guy is so hot.
Yeah, well, we didn't really have any diary rooms throughout there, which I think is another reason why like the premiere kind of feels a little flat in Big Brother Canada sometimes, is that we're not even really getting any thoughts from the contestants yet.
Mm-hmm. We didn't even get full introductions.
Like, yeah, we didn't see
any. There were seven. So,
yeah. And one of them, was, my name is Gino and I'm 28.
Yeah. It's like, damn it, Gino, just take your shirt off. We know why you're here. Right. Stop it. Just take the shirt off. He just said, I'm Gino, and just with one hand just took off the shirt. Everybody was like, oh, okay. Like, we get it now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then so this confused me when I watched it in real time because I'm not familiar with Canadian geography, but we had Moose introduce himself. Saying he was from, I think, Regina, I think he said, which he apparently said was on the West Coast. And it was like weird, like, oh, dummy sound effect. And I was like, what? Why did I get that sound effect? Nowhere near the West Coast. So you could theoretically say it's on the western side of the country in the sense that it's like Middle West, but it's nowhere near the coast. And that's why they gave that sound effect. I don't know why he said it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of course, I didn't know. So mm-hmm. I thought this was some type of East Coast versus West Coast beef that I wasn't privy to. He said West Coast, and they zoomed in on Summer and somebody else like, and I was like, you know, we about to have, like, it's about the party, okay? I didn't know it was like that.
He said Regina?
Regina. The chat corrected me. It's Regina.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Like,
well, I was just wondering because I was like, is that like, did he pronounce it wrong? Like, did he no, not actually live there? Is he lying?
Hold on. That we have the Canadian fact checking team. Scott, are you there? Are you able to fact check any of the Canadian geography right now?
I certainly can.
Yeah.
Regina, Saskatchewan. Yes, Regina, Saskatchewan is slightly on the way, like slightly west of center, basically. So, it's 2 hours south of me.
Okay.
So I know it quite well.
All right, Scott, please stand by if we get any other Canadian geography facts wrong tonight.
So I think Regina again, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's essentially the equivalent of saying like, yeah, I'm from Colorado, on the west coast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is he not actually from there, or is he just like not like just confused as to where he lives?
Yeah, maybe Moose misspoke. You know, mm-hmm. that seems like something that Moose might be guilty of throughout. They seem like they're a lot of energy and a lot of fun, but I don't know if accuracy is what we're always going to rely on Moose for. And this might be the first hint to that.
So, all right. So let's get into like the game. We got a like
game.
Yeah, bro,
they ain't do nothing.
They have to go get bags. Go get it.
They have to go get bags. Rob, this episode was 16 and a half minutes long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they did nothing. They got some gifts, phone rings, answer the phone, HOH.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Thank y'all for coming. Let's do the plugs.
That was weird that the gifts, like the clothes, like didn't like add anything to the game, right? Or is that the clothes for the HOH competition?
I think it must have been the clothes for the HOH competition.
Did they just give them a new wardrobe? I like didn't understand what was going on.
Yeah.
I think the purpose was to get them all to like the same location so that it would be fair when the phone rang.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
Okay.
But then it didn't seem like there was any sort of fight. And also like maybe it's a little bit dangerous to put them all like in an upstairs room and then have the phone downstairs with like the staircase and everything. But like,
and a lot of people are wearing heels.
Yeah.
Right.
Seems dangerous.
We have a new sponsor for Big Brother Canada. Winners is a new sponsor for Big Brother Canada. I was not familiar with this company before tonight, but apparently I guess we're going to see a lot from Winners.
It's so funny how there are so many Canadian sponsor companies for Big Brother Canada that I like literally have no idea anything about them. I don't know if they're good companies, bad companies. Like, I really don't understand. I heard Winners was like half donated clothes or used clothes. Is that true?
And like, is that why, like, well? Canada?
Yeah,
no, it's like the Marshalls of Canada.
Like Marshalls.
Okay, that's not used clothes.
No, it's more like, well, you know how Marshalls, you can go to Marshalls and get like some real designer clothes if you just like thumb through all of those ridiculously messy like aisles. like if you are willing to dig through this stuff, you could probably find some good stuff. But it's like, you know, out of season stuff that they have now like sent to Marshalls and Ross to do that kind of thing.
Is that why they dress them up in 70s clothes?
TJ Maxx is good. I'm a Maxinista.
Oh, okay. Maxinista.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, I've fallen for that advertisement, I guess, because I mainly Dennis is a Maxinista. He likes it a lot, but they have really good deals on, you know, skincare, makeup.
Okay.
I like the whole thing that Melissa puts on when she's talking about TJ Maxx.
Maxinista.
You know, Maxinista. I'm doing the things. Yeah.
Hire me for your ads, TJ Maxx.
Yeah. And then I have some suggestions, you know, like, damn, fold the clothes. Like, you know, like at some point, like every Marshalls I ever went in looks like a war zone. like it just like they start off the day and they just kind of throw the stuff out there all haphazardly. And then by the end of the day, like, do we pick it up? Nah, it's cool. No worries.
That so sounds hopefully, like when I worked at Forever 21.
It is the same. It is the same concept. But, you know. Yeah, exactly. Just dump it out.
Yeah, it's fine.
Right. But luckily, the Canadians are a lot more polite. So maybe they actually take the time to care about their customers and fold and hang things up.
Okay. All right. There's also another sponsor that we saw tonight. How about it was Bel Air Direct Safety, Chappelle. Have you and Puya considered renaming your podcast Bel Air Direct?
Oh, Puya and I have a podcast? Well, if you've been checking out the new hit show on Peacock, Bel Air, which is a reimagination of the show Fresh Prince of Bel Air, but a dramatic version of that, please check out the post-show recap, Bel Air, a post-show recap, wherever you get your podcast on Apple, Spotify, and leave us a 5-star review to support Puya and I in our endeavors to cover the entire series of Bel Air, the hit show on Peacock, streaming now.
Brought to you by Bel Air Direct Safety. Hopefully. Because isn't that exactly what Will's mom said of like, you know, you got in a fight. Bel Air, Direct, Safety.
Right there. You did it again. You did it again. It's the no sleep to Brooklyn Linux again, you know. Your mind.
What's better as a sponsor for Big Brother Canada? An insurance company or a lottery?
I think the lottery is a little bit more on brand.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right. Everybody goes upstairs. Phone rings. Bring, bring. Uh-oh. Okay. And it's Jay.
Jay.
They get down the stairs. Jay answers the phone. You have earned safety. Okay.
Boom.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to compete.
That's it.
Good job. You did it.
Good job.
It seems weird that's it. Cause I would not be about to answer that call. I literally would. I mean, there are too many bad things that happen on Big Brother Canada to people who like put themselves out there and like answer a call or whatever. So I just would have been like, nope, you guys go get it. But then like you just get safety. That's great.
Yeah. Taryn, this was so anticlimactic.
I mean, you know, I feel like it's fine. I feel like it's kind of balanced in the sense that like, yes, he is safe, but they are safe, but they also can't compete for, HOH, which is genuinely a trade-off here because the first HOH is pretty valuable. And it's kind of the inversion of the season one, phone twist where Suzette answers the phone. She becomes the HOH, Jay answers the phone. They cannot become the HOH, but they are safe.
Yeah.
So I thought it was fine.
Chappelle, I thought he was going to come out of that room and tell everybody, yeah, I just got safety. They're like, you are a liar. Tell us what they really said.
It sounded sketchy when they said it, right?
Yeah. Like, you're safe for the week. It's like, oh, okay. And you don't have to play an HOH. Oh, okay. Now go tell everybody. Oh, all right. Like, hey, y'all. No, I didn't do anything, but I'm safe. They're like, oh. And he's like, and I don't have to compete. Oh, like, sure, you know, I think the not having to compete really does legitimize the claim, right? Because if you just mm-hmm. said, I'm safe, and then they're like, no, he's not. He's probably not safe. He probably got mm-hmm. a punishment or something like that. Like, if this is Survivor, nobody believes you, right? Like, everybody's like, no, he has an idol. But I think here they give them the safety or whatever, and then it's all fine. So I think the issue, though, is that I wonder how long it takes for the house guests to realize that there are going to be throwbacks, right, to past competitions and stuff like that. So, like, I don't know if, yeah, and I'm sorry, I misspoke, they, them. So I don't know if there's going to be a past tense, like other throwbacks that they're going to pick up, or is Arisa is going to give them the hints, right? And say, like, hey, start paying attention to this stuff. Because the phone ring thing, Taryn peeped it, you peeped it, but I didn't watch Big Brother Canada 1, so I didn't know to look for that. But if you are a real super fan, then maybe they will start picking up on stuff in the future and saying, like, oh, I should go and do this thing. Maybe if I'm in this room for Exile's magical box will pop up out of the floor and save me. Like, you know, maybe that kind of stuff is going on. So mm-hmm. Maybe that'll come soon.
Okay. Well, I think it's worth considering if we're going to see at least one major throwback from each season, like, what do we think is coming next? Like, from Big Brother Canada 2, you've got
Ika's Canada's letters.
HOH. You've got Ika's letters.
I thought
you've
that's got, what they would do.
Ika's you've letters. Got the butt veto, right? So
What's the butt veto?
The scavenger hunt veto where Allison managed to find the veto and then she pulled it out. And she used it like an mm-hmm. like an immunity idol.
Yeah.
So I have no probably clue. Considering not a lot of people remembered it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know how you get the letters to work again. They've already tried to sort of recreate that with the Karen thing in Big Brother Canada 5. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that might be fun to sort of like start to compile like a list of sort of like the Big Brother Canada moments that we should be on the lookout for from the history of 10 seasons. It's just so weird that they did something and didn't really like, you know, hang a lantern on it of that it was going to be something that like you would think that they would like in this throwback to season one, we're going to give like, I think people would have thought that was cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was no Ghost Island with like full-on flashbacks.
They must have hated Ghost Island.
I think it's one of those things where you rely on the super fans to do the narrating, right? Like if you get a diary room, you're like, you know, I is it Kevin? Kevin is the one who you're looking for to be like, I remember because I know everything about this show and I was there and blah, 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 blah. And so like, I think because we didn't get those diary rooms, then like we didn't have the moments, but maybe on the next episode, they'll start to do some of that. Because if production just started randomly announcing all the things and throwbacks, like it's cute or whatever, but the show too like short for that. Like just let the people talk, you know, they'll figure it out. I just feel like you might need to prod them with a little hint.
Yeah. And the chat has done a good job remembering that Big Brother Canada 2 had America's HOH.
Canada's HOH.
Okay, sorry. Okay. I apologize.
I was about to say, what? They called us? I was like, I have opinions.
Okay. All right.
So America gets a vote?
Here was something else I was confused about. Okay, so... we had three rounds of five in the HOH competition. Did we see how they picked who was going to be in what comp?
I believe they said it was a random draw.
Random draw. Okay.
Yeah.
So that was a little confusing. It was just like, okay, all right, boom, here we go. Melissa, I know you wanted to talk about the fashion of our HOH competition.
I loved it. I thought it was so fun. I wanted every single one of those outfits. It was such a good throwback. It was like an old timey game show, like kind of Price is Right style. And I just thought it was so fun. I loved the theme. And not only that, I loved the way that they did this HOH. Like, I don't know if I loved that it was like some people got a puzzle, some people got a mental thing, like, because like, oh, well, is that fair or whatever, but who cares? I thought that the end part was great because it was like, okay, it comes down to three people and literally totally random who the HOH is. Like, that's great because it could be anybody at that point. Like, it's not just whoever's the strongest or whoever's the most athletic or whatever. It comes down to just a random game of chance. And I liked the fact that it kind of gave people with different strengths the ability to make it to the end and then randomly get HOH. It kind of evens the playing field a little bit. So I thought that was a perfect way to do first week HOH. I just loved everything about it.
Yeah, I've talked about this, but when we spoke to Arissa, she told us that they were really looking at the competitions and trying to make sure that like they were getting those right. And if tonight is an indicator of the direction they're going, I'm really impressed. I really liked the HOH. I thought it worked on a couple of levels. Obviously, one is what Melissa was talking about, where it's like, you know, the puzzle, anybody could have won that. The quiz, anybody could have won that. The tossing of the bags on the thing, very Survivor, that one was, you know, anybody could have won that. That was probably the most skill oriented one that we saw. Wasn't my favorite part, but I did like the spinning, disc. I thought that was a nice touch. But I thought very fair. I also liked how clever it was as a first HOH. The fact that they're divided into three groups of five, just like they go into the house in groups of four, they do that for a reason. It's a lot easier to sort of like get to know four people at a time. And so watching five people compete at a time mm-hmm. is much better to me than watching 16 people compete at once. Mm-hmm. And so I thought piecing it together
or
in that
way.
Or
the same competition four times in a row.
Yes, exactly. So there was variety. It was grouped. I thought a very, very clever way to do this HOH. And normally my biggest complaint with the premier HOH is that I don't know the people enough and I don't care about the outcome enough. But because of how these games were played and like the whole visual aesthetic of it, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And also like, yeah, that's coming from someone from me, like my perspective. I hate comps. I hate watching comps. I always tune out for comps. I never pay attention to them because they're just so boring to me. And I loved this one. I was watching not only for like, who's going to win and kind of, you know, it's more interesting to watch three different events happen. Well, actually four, because in the end they have to pick the doors. Like, and you're wondering, oh my God, what's behind this door? I don't know what's going to go on. And, you know, yes, they both got safety, but you know, I thought maybe someone was going to get a punishment, but honestly, I'm glad. I really thought the last door was going to be nominated. Like
I was ready for both of the other doors to be nominated.
That's what, I was oh so my worried. God. And then one of them got safety and I was like, okay, the other one's going to be either it's going to be like nomination or it's going to be like instant eviction. And I was like, please no. And so I'm very glad they didn't do that. I like that they kept them safe. That's totally fine with me. And you know, not only were the competitions interesting, but the clothes were so fun. It wasn't, they didn't.
Did you like the clothes?
I'm telling you, they didn't make them look stupid. Like, I hate the ones where in the Big Brother US where they just make them look just so bad and dumb, like that stupid bobsled thing. I feel like you guys didn't talk enough about the fact that it was so unflattering and it looked like they had drawn nipples onto their breast area, like, and like a bra and on the men. And then they had them sit on a guy's face. It was horrific. I feel like you guys said it was not great, but nobody said it was absolutely horrific.
I tried to lead the panel to it, Melissa, and nobody took the bait, and I didn't want to talk about sitting on some guy's face.
Yeah,
look, I was sitting there being like, this is wrong. Rob is right. Someone needs to say something, and everyone was just like,
look, Melissa, not everyone has your courage to talk about people sitting on people's faces and nipples and all of that.
It was too much. It was so unflattering. You do not need to, number one, put them in the skimpiest little outfits. And number two, Rob is right. That is not how you bobsled or whatever. They don't like sit on each other's faces.
It's not how you do it.
It's not how you do it. And the fact that they made them do that and they had them like pumping like this, it was just so beyond bad. And anyway, I digress. This is not what we're supposed to be talking about, but I'm just saying that like the fashion on Big Brother
Todd
Canada,
Bridges was with you.
Well, yeah, poor Todd Bridges on that one. Oh, geez. The fashion in this one was fun. It was clever. It was stylish. It was 70s. Maybe they wouldn't necessarily wear this like out and about, some of them. Some of the outfits were kind of out there, but for the most part, they looked really cool. Like, I just loved it. So that is what I'm into. I do not like where they just purposely make them look stupid so we can like laugh at them. It's like, that's not fun for me. So I just loved it. Anyway.
Baby, I guess I was too hard on Celebrity Big Brother because I stopped watching that. So I didn't even know this happened. This is all new information.
You don't
I
want to watch it.
I would have tapped back in had I known there was face riding. Like, I didn't know. I said, oh, this is what we doing? Because I was like,
them sit on their face.
I watched a couple weeks, and then, you know, Todrick started tripping, and all my faves started going. I was like, you know what? I'll just listen to the podcast. There's many podcasts that I listen to. Ain't nobody say nothing about no face sitting. Ain't not one person. I seen a Todd Bridges clip. He looked like a golden.
Yes. Yeah.
That's it. Nobody said we face riding. And
yeah, imagine that telephone sitting on someone's face and moving back and forth like this. It was so.
Whose face were they sitting on? Tell me more. Excuse me?
A bobsledder.
A random bobsledder? Like, do you volunteer as tribute? Like, how do you, like, if you're a bobsledder, do you be like, I got some free time? Like, the Olympics is going on right now. What did I miss?
I don't know. Lolo Jones was not involved.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, it was bad.
Okay, hold on, because this, no, I need to rewind the tape. Maybe y'all was too hard on Big Brother Celebrity. I feel like I was out of the loop. As many update accounts as I follow, nobody said face riding. Melissa comes in, the voice of the correct people, and tells me the things that I be wanting to hear.
It was being buried. No one was talking about it.
Buried him.
I tried.
Bury your face in it. That's what they was doing. They buried their faces in it, and nobody told me.
Yeah.
This is crazy. Mm-hmm. Rob, I thought we were friends.
Rob tried. He brought it up. He said, hey, I don't think that's how you write
All right. That's enough of the... Rob could have said it.
Rob should have said it. You should have said it.
Rob was trying to dance around it, and no one was willing to just outright
family
say
podcast,
it
Chappelle.
It's a family show. If they don't have... And look, our job as journalists is to report the news. If there's face writing, we have to talk about it.
You have to report the news as you see it.
Yeah,
so that's why we tune in. That's why we tune in to the live feed update, because Taryn's going to give us the facts.
Yeah,
you need to say the facts. Right?
Well, look, if it had been on the feeds, it would have been on the update.
Taryn would have talked about it. Taryn and Jacob Jones would have gone face first into these face writing. Yeah,
Jacob Jones would have demonstrated techniques. It would have been great.
A perfect.
It would have been like, this is what a cat would do to me.
Put the competitions back on the live feeds. This is it. This is the final straw. We need them on there.
Yeah. They're trying to hide from us the face writing. We can't have that.
Don't hide that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
It's incredible. It's incredible. How? Wow. Yeah. Thank you, Melissa.
This is the discussion that needed to happen. And I'm so glad it's finally out there.
Yeah.
Rob.
It's great. But points were made.
Okay.
Anyway,
so look back to this competition. So the issue I have with the competition is that I feel like once you have the three people who won these separate like cop areas or whatever, and they're all up there and they all get safety for one. Now you have the HOH is safe. The two people who didn't win HOH are safe. Who is it? Jay is safe. And now like what that leaves only a smaller portion of the house that can get nominated. But also I think the people who are all safe are incentivized to just team up. And that's your big alliance, right? Especially if you were in the last area of that competition, because that means you've already proven yourself to be like an actual competition threat in a way, right? So it's not a question of like who could win competition. We see the people. Like, so now you have the final three are like, okay, we just need to go get Jay and maybe two more people. And look at us. We did it. You know, and we're all safe this week. We have nothing to worry about. So I don't love that they kind of just like segment the house like that to where a lot of people can't be up for nomination, and that this group is incentivized to stay together. But I think like if it was me in that position, I would definitely be like, this is our alliance. Like, forget that first four alliance. This is the one that you should care about, because they've proven that they can win stuff.
Yeah, I mean, very fair points. And I feel like by making the other people that won their portion, yes, that's the sort of like theoretically more fair way to go about it. But like Big Brother Canada hasn't exactly had its qualms with unfairness in the past. And in terms of like being fair with comp, like if you're going to be unfair with anything, be unfair with competition. This is like, who cares? But I think that what they want to encourage is like, okay, somebody won, and then the other two people that they were up there with are now vulnerable. Don't auto-nominate them, but leave them available to be nominated as a sort of like, well, that could have been any one of them. Yeah. Do I want to take the shot? And they'll probably still team up because, you know, that's the smart thing to do. But there's still, you're leaving them with an option to sort of like, you know, go the Tom and Emmett route and just take the shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'll say this, I hated the door part. Like yeah. I hated it because not the like final pick a door part, but like the door puzzle. I didn't hate the puzzle itself. I hated the fact that after you put this puzzle together that you can barely touch, you now have to open the puzzle door and close the puzzle door. And then press it. I was like, okay, that's too much. That is too much. Because imagine doing all of that. And while you're closing the door, it falls apart. That's
I mean, I think that's what they wanted.
I don't like that.
I mean, I don't know about you, Rob, but I was brought back to one night of Big Brother 20 when I was watching that door puzzle.
Oh,
thinking about Caitlin Herman.
Yes.
She had to get under a thing with a puzzle. She didn't have to make the door out of the puzzle, but no. It definitely Darren. Brought me back.
Mm-hmm. Darren, you're being kind. She had to move the puzzle 3 feet in front of her, threw away under something. She moved the puzzle. She got to walk around that thing. And all she had to do was put the puzzle that was literally her likeness together on the other side of that partition. She had to move a puzzle to the other side of a partition.
To be fair, it did not look that much like her.
It looked exactly.
So maybe that had to do with it because it really just
it was
like,
more realistic.
It was more real. Like,
I feel like you could combine these two puzzles into one big puzzle where you have to make the door that you have to bring the other puzzle through and then rebuild it on the other side.
It seems hard.
That was a puzzle that happened. That was a puzzle that happened. And, you know, like, we were all rooting for Caitlin in that moment.
Yeah.
But like, let's be very clear. This puzzle like is way harder than the puzzle that Caitlin had to do.
For sure. For sure.
Do you think they did it faster?
and they completed the puzzle, Taryn. Like some people don't even complete the puzzle sometimes. At least Herman was able to complete the puzzle, open the puzzle door and close the puzzle door and press the button before it closed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Look, puzzles are hard. Okay.
Are all puzzles hard, though?
Some puzzles are hard. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's all I wanted to know.
Yeah. So we saw those three doors. Was I the only person that thought that we were going to have a Monty Hall problem?
Yeah. I mean, everything about this was so survivory that I was like, oh, they're even, you know, Monty Hall problem.
I texted Christian. Here. I was like, Christian, do you have a VPN? Are you on standby? No.
What's the deal?
During Survivor this past season, that we had to have Christian come on and explain the Monty Hall problem when Deshaun did the do or die.
What's the Monty Hall problem?
The Monty Hall problem is when, basically, did you see on Survivor when Deshaun got the do or die?
No.
Okay. And then
reveal a door and they ask, do you want to switch your initial choice between the final two doors? And mathematically, you should switch. But, they didn't have the option.
The point is that, Melissa, if you were given three options, you pick one, they eliminate one. And then of the final two, you should always switch. Just the probability is that you always switch.
Yeah.
And there was a whole thing on Survivor. And here, it could have been a whole thing. Rob clearly wants to make it a whole thing. You'll talk about Monty Hall, but you won't talk about the face riding Rob. Mm-hmm.
Really? I tried to. I tried to bring it up.
What you think the people care about more? Bring out the whiteboard for Chappelle. The face riding Rob.
Chappelle.
Oh, you got to show a diagram of the face.
You got to, you know, soft sell that. Put it out there. Yeah.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah. Okay.
You want the people,
as you can see, the proper sitting position.
You want the people to be, you know, intrigued, but you don't want to give too much away.
It's not like wanted to talk about it. Yeah.
Right. My bad. I'm the drama. I'm the drama.
Yeah. If it came up, we were in conversation. Yeah.
Yeah. Like we want to talk about it, but like we don't want to be the one to
And people say like, oh, Rob, that's all you want to talk about.
He loves it. He only wants to talk about. Right, mm-hmm. The face. Yeah.
I mean, can we get Christian to come talk about the face?
He has a whiteboard. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah. Okay. I would like to see it.
Herman is the HOH. Did we get any sort of a sense of what Herman might want to do?
That's the thing, though, right? Like, Herman is the HOH. Okay. Mm-hmm. We have no idea what he might do because we have no idea.
We
what,
saw him like, have a quick looks like that he was vibing with Summer for a second.
Yes. Maybe Summer tries to make this whole Honey Bunch thing work, and she tries to pull Herman in. Maybe something. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, that second night of Big Brother Canada, it's like, we don't know. Somebody's going to go from like you're going to see in the first like 10 seconds, like somebody's going to be shown like in a somewhat negative light. It's like, oh, okay. This is going to be their downfall in 60 minutes here.
Yeah. Somebody's going to say something and then the music's going to go, and then they're going to be evicted and it's going to be like, it was totally their fault. Yeah. And then like on the feeds, it's going to be revealed that there was like 5-day drama, that happened that nobody ever talks about.
Mm-hmm.
Is that why we got the moose moment?
What happened?
Like, is that why we got the moose moment? Like, oh shit, Moose said West Coast. He's on the block. Look at it.
He's safe.
It'll be something innocuous that you won't think is bad for any reason. Like it'll just be like normal, but the music cue, and the reaction.
Are you gonna have that last slice of pizza?
Whoa. Yeah, it's like and everyone's like, then boom, nominated, evicted. It all makes sense.
Yeah, can we just stand Summer for just a moment, please? Can we just take a moment and just like get into Summer? Like just
it was her moment.
The pettiness.
I loved her outfit.
Yeah, look, Summer is a star. Summer is a star. I thought it was so funny when Summer was in that room. Like, I thought Tyshawn was going to jump out here with the Wendy's. I was like, oh, Summer, you're awesome. I hope you're on TV the whole time. Because there is a non-zero chance that Tyshawn is working at Wendy's with the amount of prize money that Big Brother Canada gives these people.
You can find out what Tyshawn is up to, whether or not he's working at Wendy's. Listen to the latest Taryn show.
Another blood, Taryn. We on a roll tonight.
All right. So how this is a question though. If they were setting anybody up to be the first boot potentially in danger, I do feel like Summer got the most amount of content that could backfire. Could Summer be in some trouble?
Well, Taryn, in the past, these people that are the night two boots, and again, it comes quick. Do they get like a bit of screen time on the first night? Like did Julie last season or?
I think Julie got some.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. Cause I think.
Yeah. Cause remember we saw Julie making the alliance early on in episode one, I think. And then, eight was eight.
But there was still, there was still a first boot on eight.
But he left, right?
I don't know, but he was like on the way out, right?
Yeah, he was. It's just hard to remember what was him quitting and what was like. I think you know what I do remember. I think he was still a big part of the first episode. I think he was.
Yeah.
I am worried about our child, Kyle Moore. Moore. Let me tell you a story, Rob. Once upon a time, we were all on the Twitch stream. Yeah. Taryn and I were there. We were talking to the Kyle Moore. Puya had invited them on his Twitch stream, twitch.tv/Puya, and we were playing Among Us on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, is this the Kyle Moore, the real Kyle Moore? Kyle, please get far away from Big Brother. Don't talk to these people. Stay away from them.
You warned them.
Watch the show. Yeah. I told him, Kyle, this ain't what you want. You don't want these problems. And there he is, 23 years old with his clown nose and his clown makeup on and his clown shoes. Why are you in this house? What are you doing? And that's what Kyle Moore did not watch the entire season. Kyle Moore got bored and was like, I'm out. So why are you here? And then it seems like Marty peeped. That's the Kyle Moore. Marty's like, you look familiar, kind of like the old Kyle. No, he does not look like the old Kyle. He's the old Kyle. He's our Kyle.
He's the original Kyle. Child,
if they target my child, I'm burning the house down. I'm going to Canada.
Okay.
My impression was that he didn't intend to hide it, but they did show this moment like it was supposed to mean something. But on the show, they didn't mention the Kyle Moore connection at all yet. So that was kind of strange to me. Yeah.
Maybe they were going to like, go more into detail mm-hmm. about it or something like on the feed. Yeah. Like he'll talk about it on the feeds and then we'll use that. I don't know.
Can I tell you, so as somebody who took Kevin in the draft, kept a close eye on Kevin, didn't love that he was the person when Moose got to do an elimination, said, yeah, Kevin, that's the guy. Easy mark.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Not great.
Yeah.
Not great.
And Moose, I like that also, that was part of the competition, though.
Yeah. Moose also part of that group that's safe. Potentially, if they say, hey, like, we're all the people that's safe, let's work together. I feel like that could, like, oh, like, he's already mad at me because I already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is the thing is like, you do something, even if, like, you, like, if you're Kevin, you have to be very good about making it seem like not only are there no hard feelings, but I actually love you.
Right. That was awesome.
You're actually my favorite person. I'm so glad
you did that because I was worried I was going to be a threat.
I was.
Thank you so much. I really didn't want to win that one. You really did me a favor.
Mm-hmm. I was going to throw it to you anyway. You know, like that kind of thing. Yeah, that's not great. Because even when Kevin gets eliminated, Kevin's like, I didn't even do anything. Like, Kevin, that's not the goal. No. Like, that's not what you should be doing. You should be this person's biggest cheerleader at this point. Like, when they win, you should go tackle them. Like, yes, we did it. Yeah. Give me the key, bitch. Like, that should be you. I don't know. Not loving that. But fingers crossed.
Okay. Okay. We've got a couple of questions from the listeners. Was there anything else that we wanted to say about this premiere? Take some questions. Okay.
Yeah. Pretty sure we got every
Josh
last
Schneider.
Bit
yeah, look at us. An hour in. Josh Schneider, which house guest could you see possibly in danger this week now that Herman won HOH? Melissa, was there anybody else that you thought might be in a little bit of danger that we have to hold our breath going into Thursday?
It's so hard. I mean, at this point, we don't really know whether Herman is going to be like, I'm going to target the men because they're my competition. Or maybe he'll be like, I'm going to work with the men because I want to have a big dominant alliance. Like, we really have literally no idea. So it really could go either way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And three men and Jay are all safe. So it's kind of like, well, you know, what, like, if he wanted to target the men, what are the other, like, you know, like he would basically be isolating, like, what, the only two, is there only two men left at that point? There are options. Kevin and the Kyle Moore, right? Oh, and Marty. And so I'm like, I don't know. Like, you know, why would you do that right now? You know, like you kind of could just go ahead and build this power alliance that we, of course, were rooted against, but like, I don't know if that's a good move. Like, they saved half of them.
I know.
You know, it's so weird.
Didn't Herman say he wanted to win the second HOH?
He did, yeah. He was the one that said Herman, he wanted to win the second.
You're an overachiever.
Yeah, I mean, and there's really no way to predict this in terms of what they gave us. There was the Summer stuff. He talked to Summer. He seemed to be interested in Summer. So maybe that's a sign that Summer and the Honey Bunches will be a part of this HOH train, or that perhaps they will be targeted by this HOH train. And then, you know, other than that, really nothing to go off of here.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if like the Honey Bunch thing is actually a thing because they did give us the name, which I feel like if it wasn't a thing, they could have just easily been like, oh, we should work together. We're the first four. And then just like move on. And instead they were like, we should be like the Honey Bunch. Like they gave us that name. It's possible that that is still being used in the house, so it's relevant rather than just like giving us a name for nothing.
I think it will be something like with Julie when they made the Dolls Alliance, like that went nowhere,
right?
But Julie was the first boot, and so that's why they showed it, right? So you know, either it might go somewhere or one of these people, probably Summer, would be the potential target, I would assume.
Okay.
I just feel like I can't see Herman targeting her after he just was like complimenting her and being nice to her. I mean, maybe something happens, but like, it does feel like they had a good connection and they were like kind of flirting a little, like, you know,
if there's one person in the house that you can probably count on to be abrasive at some point, it's probably Summer. And I'm saying that because in their intro pack, they basically said, I got on this show to be abrasive to someone, you know what I'm saying? Like I got on this show to piss somebody off. And so kind of like that person, I would not be shocked if in the course of a week they did something, just one thing that put them as a target. You know what I'm saying? So I'm rooting for Summer, but like just knowing that that energy exists where you would go and apply for a show that will take the next 4 months of your life, essentially, to complete. And you did all that for a meme. Like, yeah, I could see Summer screwing this up by just doing something really random, you know? And so I'm hoping that's not the case, but like, if you got to put your poker chip on somebody based on the information we have, I don't think Summer's not a good option. You know, I think that might be like where this leans.
Okay. This is a question that is from Gabe. What potential alliances would be the best or the worst for the season? I think it's a little early to try to prognosticate. Yes, Chappelle?
The pickle juice alliance.
Oh, yeah, pickle juice alliance. Yes. Who are the pickle juice people?
I think it was, two of the first four. Mm-hmm. It was J.C. Lynn, Stephanie, and Tynesha. They were the pickle juice alliance. So if you get that group together mm-hmm. with these three HOH people and Jay, that's your alliance right there. It's ironclad. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The pickle juicers. Yeah. Sounds good. Yeah. Sounds good. Yeah. All right. And then on that note, Pickle Juice wants to know, what other iconic throwbacks to previous seasons do you think we'll see this season?
I don't know.
I mean, we already talked season two.
What about season three?
Season three had so many options.
Jordan Parhar got voted out of the jury.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I feel like
left the house, and or was that season
that
two?
That was season four, and we don't talk about that.
Oh, sorry.
And so
triple eviction, Taryn.
was the introduction to the triple eviction. But that's hardly a throwback because they already brought it back so many times. Mm. The biggest thing you remember from that was the coup d'etat that Sarah and Brittany used with the have not.
Yeah, yeah, hidden veto.
Hidden coup d'etat.
Yeah,
really hidden either. It was given. I don't know. I would hope that it's some of the lesser known things. See, I don't think that like the phone call is the thing you remember most from season one. Mm-hmm. So I would hope that it's kind of like these smaller throwbacks rather than like the greatest hits, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
What if halfway through the season they put them in teams like they did for BB Can 9? So like randomly they're like, okay, now we got the Defenders versus whatever the dumb name was, you know, like Defenders versus the Honey Bunches, you know, like I don't know. Yeah. Sure. You know, like what if they did that just randomly after two evictions and like, oh, we did it. Now you can only nominate these people. It would be the same exact thing that they just did. But, you know, I think mm-hmm. it's a throwback.
Yeah.
Be throwing back to the one season I've seen. Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything else before we wrap up BB Can night number one?
I'm excited for tomorrow night.
Yeah.
You know, we're gonna lose someone. It's gonna be disappointing. We're not gonna see them on the feeds, but then the feeds will start. The season will start proper, and we'll actually get to know some people. And I'm pumped up about it. I'm very excited about this season.
I mean, other than maybe like the double evictions. Tomorrow night is like the wildest night in Big Brother where you're going to go, somebody's going to go from completely safe in our eyes to being, potentially a target. We're going to have a veto. And then we have nominations. We're going to have a veto ceremony and we're going to have a live vote. And then, or not a live vote, but we'll have a vote. And then we'll see where we're at when the feeds come on. But tomorrow night, get ready. All right. So Taryn has got you covered with Maggie Morgan and Asia Welch live after eviction number one.
Yes. Should be a good time. We'll talk through what we see tomorrow night, the eviction. Well, we'll figure out, I don't know, who are we hating? Who are we loving?
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll have a better idea.
Okay. All right. We'll see. 24 hours from now, coming up on Thursday. Earlier today, I went live with the Purple Pants Badass, Bryce Isaiah, for It's a Look. We previewed all 18 of the brand new Survivor 42 castaways, and Bryce looked at them and on first glance told us who has what it takes and who doesn't have what it takes as much. Okay, that is up already up on YouTube. Podcast is coming later on tonight, a staple of the Survivor preseason with Bryce Isaiah. And then Sunday night, get ready. We're drafting. We're back. Will Taryn repeat? Will Chappelle take the crown? Find out live Sunday night, 8 p.m. and find out who's going to take who in the big Survivor 42 draft. Okay. Chappelle, this week on Nothing But Netflix, where every week we watch something from Netflix together with very fun guests. We talked about Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yes, 2022. So not to be confused with the 18 right. other iterations of Texas Chainsaw Massacre and their spinoffs.
Yes. Okay. Very fun podcast with Chappelle. I had a line that I wish I would have used on the podcast that I thought of that I didn't get to use. I was kicking myself.
What line was that?
I was going to say that Leatherface and Patrick Mahomes have something in common, that don't leave them with 13 seconds left.
Oh, that is pretty good. Yeah. I thought you were about to say something about Leatherface riding.
No.
Yeah, I was going to say, did anybody accidentally sit on that? He was holding one.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No. Anyway, this week on the Darren Show.
Yeah, Darren Show.
Yes, we're kicking off season 10 with our reigning champ, Ty. I talked to Ty about what he's been up to since the win, how it sort of changed
working
his
at
life.
Wendy's? And,
well, you'll find out. Listen, is he working at Wendy's? Big question.
The question everyone wants to know.
Okay.
Yes, I had a lot of fun talking to Ty, so make sure you check it out.
All right. And check out Rob has a podcast Patreon, where of course we had lots of patrons watching Big Brother Canada with us live tonight. Make it very easy for you to watch this live or watch it live. Or if you miss it live, we'll help you with tracking down the links to watch the episodes as well. We are going to have a brand new, we do the same thing for Australian Survivor. We'll have a brand new Survivor podcast for the patrons about a deep dive into strategy for the patrons this season for Survivor 42. And of course, the patron 5 for 5 and much more. And our patron community, when you go on over to robinsonwebsite.com/patron, hit that subscribe button as well. And subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Go to robinsonwebsite.com/bbfeed to subscribe to our Big Brother podcast feed. All right, Melissa, what's coming up for you?
Oh, you know, just more Big Brother. Very excited about it.
Okay, you're back in the swing of things.
Yep. Yep, I am.
All right.
Very exciting.
Melissa, thank you for bringing so much energy to the show tonight.
A lot of face writing talk. Sorry about that. Mm-hmm. Was okay. Not my intent coming into it, but, you know, we just let
it
the podcast
like it
go where
intent.
It goes. I just let the podcast take me there.
It felt like you were intending to go there since it happened.
Well, someone's got to bring it up.
Okay.
And if it has to be me, then it's me.
The woman is the voice of the people for a reason.
The people needed this. Yeah, exactly.
No facer-tins here, okay?
They asked for it, you know?
Yeah. All right.
Got to give them what they want.
All right. Chappelle.
Been sitting on it for weeks.
Yeah. Huh? What's coming up for you?
Of course, Rob, as I've already mentioned, Puya and I on the post-show recaps are talking about Bel-Air, the hit show on Peacock, the reimagining of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air in a dramatic fashion. And so check that out. We have our own podcast feed. It's called Bel-Air, a post-show recap. So go subscribe, give 5 stars, all that good stuff. Still talking about The Walking Dead on post-show recaps as well. Every week, myself, AJ Mash, Josh Wiggler, and Jessica Leese are talking about that show. It's the final season. We're almost done. It's just going to be a very long time before that's over, but we're there every week talking about it. So that's always a good time. And then of course, Rob on Nothing But Netflix, still chopping it up with you. Of course, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. We chopped that up.
Chopped
and
it up.
Then we got a good one coming for them. Rob.
Really, really excited for you to hear a podcast that we recorded it earlier tonight. Melissa, I know you watch every Oscar nominated movie. So I'm sure you are getting very close to getting to a Madea Homecoming.
Oh yeah, yes. That's the next one on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, look, if you don't want to check out a Madea Homecoming, I'm not going to urge you to do so because it was not great. But you can check out the Nothing But Netflix podcast next week, and we're going to cover all the good stuff. AJ, the Kid Norris, was our guest, and it was a good time. So check that out for sure. And then I think I'm going to be on Silent Podcast this week coming up to talk about Abbott Elementary. So we're going to talk about the entire first, part of the Abbott Elementary season. So if you are familiar with that show on Hulu, check that out and check out Silent Podcast, where we'll be talking about it and recording that, I think, this Sunday. And then other than that, I think that's about it for now. But I got some stuff coming, too.
Abbott Elementary is in season one?
It's still season one, but they're taking a hiatus for 3 weeks. And so
I wanted to check that out.
To catch people up.
I need a new show with Nicole. Yeah.
It's the cutest show ever. Like, it's adorable and it's funny and it's perfect. So check it out.
Is it like haha funny or is it like that's cute?
Both at the same exact time. Okay. Yeah. And so you're going to love it. So if you want to keep up with my shenanigans, follow me at Chappelle's_show. I am not tweeting about face sitting, but if you tweet about it, I will retweet it. So yeah, do that. Follow me on Twitter and then follow the Nothing But Netflix account too. Nothing But RHAP. Check those things out. Keep up. Respond, all that good stuff, interact, be nice. If you're nice to me, I'll be nice to you. If you're not, I'll block you.
Okay. Good.
That's like a catchphrase.
Yep.
Promises made, promises kept. Okay.
Yeah. Always.
All right.
I abide by that same philosophy.
Yes. And Taryn, what's coming up for you?
Come hang out on Twitch. I will be live during the episodes. I was streaming live during tonight's premiere, and I will be live tomorrow during the episode, watching with all of you, reacting to all of the nonsense as it happens on Twitch, twitch.tv/TarrenArmstrong. So come and join me there. Join my Discord, the Robot Army Discord. Come hang out there. It's a good time. And Raised by Wolves. I'm talking Raised by Wolves with Josh and Grace. The Taryn Show with Ty. I'm going to have another Big Brother Canada guest coming up next week as well. So stay tuned for that. And find me on Twitter at @ArmstrongTaryn.
Okay. Thank you all so much for joining us here tonight. It was a very fun time with everybody here tonight. And see you all back tomorrow night for the Big Brother Canada eviction. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.